Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
If you've ever had hanger, then you know exactly what it's like to be starving and to have a lot of people around you undecided on where to eat. And that is now a word in the Oxford Dictionary. What a way to start this show. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Instead of talking about the politicians right from the get-go, and trust me, we'll get there in a second, I thought we would talk about the crazy words that are going to be in the Oxford Dictionary, and one of them is MacGyver. You know, I know that you guys out there can relate. It's basically what I used to call jimmy rigging. When you put something together with duct tape and bale wire and paper hangers and anything that you can find. I know a lot of people that do that, I have to say. I know a lot of people that do. I even one time my brother came to visit me, and I was so proud of myself. I put together this whole big book stand and, you know, bookcase next to it and all this other complicated IKEA-like stuff. And I thought, oh, this is perfect. My brother comes in, who's good at not MacGyvering, but at figuring things out and putting them together. And he said, oh, that's all backwards. Who did this? I did. So he spent an hour taking it down and fixing it. So I would be good at MacGyver. I'm definitely a MacGyvering kind of person. You may be, too. And how about this? A cat cafe. The dictionary says, now our dictionary says, it's an establishment where people pay to interact with cats housed on the premises. In other words, there's cats that roam around where you're eating. So that's the cat cafe. Oh, who makes these decisions? I don't get it. I don't get it. Also, right from the get-go, something that I wanted to mention, and maybe it's because I spent a little bit of time here, but Mauna Kea is the tallest, did you know this, is the tallest summit in the world. It's in Hawaii, and it's rising more than 6 miles from the seabed floor, basically. So it's dormant volcano. But in Hawaii, it's sacred land. I mean, to them, in Hawaii, seriously, this is the ultimate place to go and worship, etc. It's where the sky and the earth meet, they say. It's a temple for so many people. Native Hawaiians believe the gods created Mauna Kea for them to ascend to the heavens. Kind of a nice thought, don't you think? Well, anyway, there is a big dispute over a couple of different things, because in this sacred land, what you have happening in this sacred land is you've got telescopes on top of the mountain, and you have the 30-meter telescope and whatnot, and you know that TMT, it's called, cost $1.4 billion. And so here's the thing. There are scientists from all over the globe can capture what they think are the sharpest images of the universe there and take them down from it, but since there's been this development on Mauna Kea in the 60s, the University of Hawaii started to turn it into this astronomical research. There have been a lot of protesters who think construction has gone too far and there shouldn't be any more structures. Does this sound familiar? Whether it's the tallest summit in the world or it's in your backyard, nobody wants an eyesore, right? But because it's a sacred area, and I've been there, I know exactly what they're talking about. And even though they're getting rent money and everything else, I thought it was, and this is why I'm bringing this up, because I love Hawaii. If you ever get a chance to go to Hawaii, and trust me, it doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg. There's ways to MacGyver it. You need to go. Put that on your bucket list. It is such a cool place. And Mauna Kea is one of those places to go and see. So I don't blame them for this huge fight over science and then this and the tug of war over religion, because it's the highest point and it's what people believe. Can't they split the difference, right? Can't they compromise? Oh, that's right. We don't we don't compromise so well anymore. Just look at politics. Look what's happening on the campaign trail. Hillary Clinton should be a little bit worried because a new Quinnipiac, easy for me to say, poll comes out. That's three cups of coffee. And says that, yes, Hillary Clinton is still in the lead for the Democrats, but Joe Biden, who's not even in the race. And usually when you're not even in the race, even though people are talking about you, you'll be in single digits, but he's got 18% in this poll. And this is a respected poll. So Hillary Clinton is still in the lead, but she is fading fast. And the fading fast is over the whole email thing. They asked a group of people to look at every politician and say, what's the first word that comes to mind? And Hillary Clinton overwhelmingly, and I said this in a previous hour, they said she was a liar. Ooh, and that is tagged directly more than anything, I think, to the whole email thing. And today she kind of got banged up on the trail, too, because she was talking about women's health, and she compared, in a way, it was kind of awkward speaking. I don't know that she necessarily meant it this way, but regardless, she compared, and I listened to this a couple of different times, she compared Republican presidential candidates who have conservative views on abortion and women's reproductive rights to terrorist groups. She was giving a speech in Cleveland. And, it's interesting, too, because there wasn't much reaction in Cleveland. I mean, to supporters, yes, they were clapping and excited for her to be there. But when she made those comments, she didn't get too much of a reaction. And she said, extreme views about women we expect from some of the terrorist groups. We expect that from people who don't live in the modern world, but it's a little hard to take from Republicans who want to be the president of the United States, yet they espouse out-of-date, out-of-touch policies. They are dead wrong for the 21st century America. We are going forward. We are not going back. Wow, so this is kind of a little bit of a departure for her. I mean, she hits Republicans on women's rights, but this was kind of this was in the sock you in the eye kind of deal, I guess, for Clinton. And she had a lot of people there. I mean, there was a lot of people for this kind of audience, like 2,000 people were there. And she said she takes it personal when Republicans go after women. And it's happening all over the country, even here in Ohio. She said programs and services women used to take care of themselves are being cut down. So then somebody asked Trump, and he was in South Carolina, somebody asked him what did he think about that and what Clinton said, and he said, oh, Hillary, forget it. I will take care of women if I'm president. And that's how he said it. I will take care of women if I'm president. Women's health, absolutely, absolutely. So we're going to start to see some silly moments, I think, as everybody is campaigning long hours and trying to find, and honestly, this is Trump. He's up the game. Honestly, trying to find that pithy comment that you can come back with when you're out there. Because of Donald Trump, people are sort of looking for that. So Hillary Clinton, bad news. She dropped 10 points, but still on top. In the meantime, Donald Trump up to 28 points. 28 points. And the closest one to him is Dr. Ben Carson, 17%. So Trump had 28%, Carson had 17%. Oh, single digits for Jeb Bush. My, oh, my. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next on the flip side here on ATN.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, health,
healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Tragedy now for a couple of days. It's just awful when I see the beautiful face of Allison Parker just turning 24 years old, and then her friend, 27-year-old Adam Ward, the photojournalist that was with her, and certainly we know what happened in Virginia and all the people and their reaction in the community in and around Roanoke, Virginia, and at WDBJ, and how much she and he were just loved by the people there. I've worked in television newsrooms. We talked about that. It's absolutely depressing what's happened here. But as I said on the show, bringing life to their lives and talking about the kind of people they were, I think, is so important. Spencer Dukoff joins us, and he went to school with Allison Parker. They went to James Madison together, and he graciously is giving us some time here today. Spencer, first of all, sorry for your loss, and I can tell I saw a post that you had a great time with this woman, and she seemed like she was fun-loving. And is that accurate?
It's very accurate, and thank you for having me. It's definitely a tragedy, but it's nice to be able to pay tribute to someone like Allison in any way that I can.
So tell us how you met Allison at the university, because I thought it was such an interesting story.
Yeah, so I was brand new at James Madison University. I had just moved down to Virginia for my freshman year. And I had just joined an a cappella group, actually, and one of the friends that I'd met through that was a girl named Nina. And Nina just needed some help with a video project that she was working on, so just bopped over to go and help her. And, you know, that's when I first met Allison, and she was just so warm and friendly and, you know, made this project, this school project, so fun. And that was kind of the beginning of our friendship. And, you know, we also were in the same major. So we both majored in the School of Media Arts and Design at JMU. And she was not only a friend, but she was definitely a role model in terms of being a journalist, in terms of reporting the news, you know, being a hard worker. So she's definitely someone that's left a huge impression on my life, even in a very short period of time.
Spencer, how excited was she to get that job, especially where she grew up? As we know, it's so competitive in television news.
Yeah, well, I sadly have not been as in touch with Allison, or hadn't been as in touch with her in recent years. But I know leaving JMU, you know, she had a job lockdown, I believe, before she even graduated. And to be able to go back and be a reporter, you know, in her hometown area, I know that must have been amazing for her. And I got to, you know, we didn't stay as in touch as she went out to the real world, and I was, you know, still at JMU for a little bit. But being able to see just stories popping up on my newsfeed for Facebook, or, you know, just getting to check in every once in a while on social media, seemed like she was really, you know, following her passion and, you know, continuing to be a role model to all of us who kind of wanted to enter into that field as well.
When you heard about what happened, how shocking was that? I mean, it must have just hit you like a ton of bricks.
Definitely. It was very shocking, and, you know, it happened kind of quickly, it felt like. I had just come into work, and, you know, usually I check the news on my phone in the way in, but it was a super crowded subway, so I just ended up, you know, not checking the news that morning. So when I first came into the office, people were already talking about it, but had no idea, you know, I don't think they realized the connection. And, you know, when I saw her on the front, you know, front page of the New York Times website, it was devastating. It was awful. But, you know, it's been really nice to see the outpouring of love and support for her family, for her friends. And, you know, I hope that she, you know, what we're doing right now and what many other people are doing in terms of paying tribute will do her life justice.
Yeah, and you probably heard this, too, that they're going to set up, the television station said almost immediately they were going to set up scholarships in both of their names, which I thought was really something. And I can tell by the time you spent with her in college that the major meant something to her. She went off in the world and did what her major was about. So how awesome is that to have her name still out there helping other people?
It's fantastic. And I've also heard about the School of Media Arts and Design at JMU through the Alumni Association setting up a scholarship in her name as well. So, you know, I would encourage people to donate to her memory. And, you know, she wasn't just, you know, a good friend at JMU, but she was definitely someone who a lot of people looked up to. And so I think it's really wonderful that she can continue to have that influence with people who want to get involved in reporting and journalism in general.
Spencer Dugoff, thanks again so much for your time. Sorry for the loss. Glad that you crossed paths with her. Obviously, she had an impact on your life, and I hope that other people get to hear more stories about her as well. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, so you heard the story there of Spencer talking about Allison Parker and going to James Madison together, and the fact that they accidentally got, you know, they were in the same major, knew each other, but really got to work together and became friends through that. So college friendship, and that was only a handful of years ago, and then what she went on to do. And he wrote just such a moving tribute. It's on slantnews.com, and I'm going to put a link to it on my Facebook. If you go to americatonight.net, you can click on Facebook, and you'll see it there, because it's so well said. He talks about, you know, opening his computer and seeing her face on the New York Times website, as he mentioned to us, and saying that a coworker mentioned seeing the news and he was just shocked at what had happened. And then some of the details started to come about and he started to realize more about it. And he talked about the fact that they were in school together and he was helping them on a project and what that was like, the video, and how she was funny, and that he had gotten to know her and that she was, you know, such a superstar in the making. And she was, as I could tell and had mentioned on the show before, you know, young in the career and absolutely enthralled with what she was doing. And she had that same sense while she was at college. And he talked about that sitting in the television control room and seeing her, you know, light up on the screen and that she had gotten a job, as he said, there immediately. And she was already into the profession as soon as she got out of school. And boy, it's just unbelievable in reading more of the details. You know, it's the grief part. And he talks about that. He says, we all grieve. There's just too much sorrow to bear from such a senseless act. That's why you can't put it into words. And he said, we'd be remiss if we didn't take the opportunity to celebrate her life and be grateful for all that she had given us and the gift of friendship and presence and existence. And it's exactly what I said too often with when someone becomes a victim and it is senseless and it is outrageous, then so much of that story becomes part of it, but not about what that person was with their, even though their time was cut short on earth. Who do they touch? What do they mean to people? That kind of stuff. And I think he has such a great point. Giving to the scholarship that JMU set up in her name, I think, is something in paying it forward for future people that will come through the university and have a chance at some kind of a career also related to media, the arts, etc. And again, just so well written, and it's so shocking in the conversation afterwards. Not shocking that reporters have been shot at and hurt in the past and that kind of thing, but shocking that somebody was here doing at a local station. Somebody was in Roanoke, Virginia. This woman, Allison Parker, and her friend Adam Ward, the photographer, and they were doing an easy peasy, fun report on tourism, and it turns so tragic without any warning, with nothing in their rearview mirror, any way to see or know what was coming, and then everything else that ensued after that. And I'm sure we haven't heard the last of things that will be set up in their names and what people are saying and remembering them, but we certainly appreciate that time that Spencer spent with us, as I know it's got to be pretty tough when you start to wrestle with that. It's always that shocking thing. Somebody you knew at school, somebody you were close to at school, you move on, and it's only just a few years after that happened. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way next here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share, and there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Since Katrina and what has happened in the wake of Katrina. And we're very fortunate to catch up with this guy, Jared Breaux. We've had him on before. He's a terrific crisis communications expert. And Jared, you are, I think, a native, right, of New Orleans, certainly of that area of Louisiana. And this was a horrific thing that happened to you and the people around you. And take us back to that day and what it was like those couple of days.
Well, the thing that strikes me in the crisis communications field is that everybody should have known what was going to happen, and I had actually predicted this storm flooding scenario 15 years before it ever happened. Mm. So at that time, a lot of us were just dumbfounded to watch that the mayor of New Orleans was not calling evacuations. All the other communities were calling evacuations when they needed to, and this guy wasn't, and he waited until it was too late. He was the classic prediction, and what that created was the human tragedy of hundreds of thousands of people left in their homes when many of us knew the city was going to flood because levees would be overtopped with water. A 15-foot levee does not hold back a 20-foot surge of water, and I don't know how much people realize, but when a hurricane comes in, it causes the entire sea level to rise up like a vacuum cleaner sucking water, and you end up with this massive amount of water that's 20 to 30 feet high. So in the New Orleans area, in many places, it was 20, 25 45 feet. In Mississippi along the Gulf Coast, it was actually 30 feet high. Mm. So it all flooded, and then we just watched that human tragedy unfold on TV.
For you, what happened to you personally? Were you in the middle of that? Did you get your family out?
I got my family out days before because I knew exactly what was going to happen. As a former storm chaser and as the guy who had first predicted the scenario in 1990, I knew immediately what was going to happen. I remember vividly 4 o'clock on September 26th and the storm hit. On August 26th. The storm hit on August 29th. But at 4 o'clock, I came home and my wife says, "Do you know about this hurricane?" I said, "Yeah, I've been watching it. It's supposed to go to Florida." She says, "A friend of ours just called and says the course has changed." And I looked at it and I knew immediately that this was the storm that I had reported on or predicted, and my heart sunk. I remember just this gut-wrenching feeling, knowing that I might lose everything. Now, I did not live at that time directly in the city. I was about 30 miles outside the city in a more elevated area that wasn't going to flood, but that had lots of trees that were going to crush everybody's homes. I knew how many of my friends I had in the city, and I knew every one of them was going to flood. We put our own personal plan in place. You grab your family photos and the kids' home movies and whatever's precious to you, and you pack up the car, and I was actually on the road heading to Florida, where I knew I was going to wait out what would probably be the next 10 to 20 days of my life, because I knew I wasn't coming home anytime soon.
Wow.
But it was tough for me because I knew so many people were going to suffer and there wasn't anything I could do about it.
Wow, no kidding. Did you try to tell any of your friends? Did anybody listen to you?
Well, my friends used to actually call me to find out if I'm evacuating, then it's bad enough that they would evacuate. So I was the barometer for a lot of my friends. But I did call friends and tell them, get the heck out of the way. I always book hotel rooms in multiple cities so that I know where I might have to run to. So I was able to give away hotel rooms that I had booked once I picked my path of evacuation. But so many people in the city directly just were not going to move. Too many people say in life, well, I went through Hurricane Frederick and I was fine for that one and I'll stay for the next one. And what people don't realize is no two storms were alike. With Hurricane Katrina, people don't realize if the eye of that storm had gone 5 to 10 miles further to the east, the devastation would have been doubled in metropolitan New Orleans.
Oh.
A lot of New Orleans flooded, but a lot of the metro area was spared from the rooftop-type flooding only because that storm veered slightly to the east. So no two storms are alike, and one of the things people need to realize, because right now we're in the two highest peak weeks of hurricane season, is it is easier just to leave. Yes, it's a financial strain to pay for a hotel and to drive out of town, but the suffering that you endure for the lack of creature comforts when you stay behind is just pretty unbearable.
Wow, well said. We're speaking with Jared Breaux, and he went through this. He went through Katrina. He's a crisis communications expert, as we're saying. What about New Orleans now, and will we see the possibility of it flooding again? What have they done? Is it a lot better off now, the city, than it was before?
First, I'll answer the first question. Yes, New Orleans can and will flood again. The highest levee is 32 feet. The lowest is 15 feet. That means you essentially have a 15-foot levee system that a 16-foot wave will overtop. $14 billion has been spent by the government and engineering by the Corps of Engineers for what they're describing as a fortified system. Many people remember levees caving in and falling down and the flooding going for a very long time. My own personal belief is that any time you have a levee overtopped and it's made out of dirt, you're going to have a degree of scouring, and flooding is and will happen again. But one of the things that concerns me is, as they've spent that $14 billion, there's a natural solution that they haven't taken advantage of, and that is restoring coastal marshes. Louisiana and New Orleans is a big delta from the Mississippi River formed over tens of thousands of years, and we've been having a problem with erosion because the Mississippi River is dammed and levied. water on an annual basis doesn't flow into those wetlands, which is what naturally created them. So since 1927 floods and levees built in the 30s, those marshes have been dying at a rate of 33 football fields a day. And I would really like to see a concerted effort to put these marshes back in place for this one reason. 3 miles of vegetated wetlands, grasslands in the swamp, cut the friction of a storm and will drop tidal surge by 1 foot. So 60 miles of wetlands, as a storm would move over that, it's like sandpaper slowing that storm down, grinding it down. A 20-foot tidal surge can be reduced to just a few feet. So therefore, the amount of water pressure hitting up against those levees can be reduced. And the secret is to pump sediments from the bottom of the Mississippi River into those wetlands, and you can rebuild those acreages pretty quickly. I've watched it done in some pilot projects.
Why isn't it being talked about more? Is it just a lack of knowledge or wanting to mess with it, or what's the reason why?
A lot of talk has happened, but no funding has happened. It's not the kind of bright, shiny thing that anybody wants to put money on. They were very eager to build massive concrete walls that are very visible to the public, but they were not as eager. And then you've got competing organizations. You've got commercial fishing. Our state is second only to Alaska in the amount of fish caught in America. Mm-hmm. So fishing waters have changed, and fishermen will be impacted. So they don't want an immediate impact. And one of the things that has to be done is you have to treat these fishermen the way you treat farmers in Iowa who might be affected by a crop loss. You're going to have to provide some type of financial compensation. I know people don't like to write checks for things like that, but here's the way I look at this from the big picture. It cost $80 billion for the government to respond to Katrina, and it cost, I think, $150 billion for insurance companies to respond, and it cost hundreds of billions more for each of us to do the repairs. So we're looking at about a $400 billion impact if you were to calculate what we took out of our pockets to repair our homes, because, you know, my insurance company cheated me out of $100,000, $150,000, and I know it happened to many other people. So if we look at how much can we spend to reduce a $200 to $300 to $400 billion impact, then it becomes very smart to say, you know what, a few million dollars can create land. And I say a few in comparison to billions. But you can recreate land, you can compensate the fishermen for the temporary loss, and, you know, the scientists know it can be done, but then sometimes environmentalists fight it because they're afraid of pollutants. And while, yes, you've got to be concerned about pollutants, wetlands remove pollutants from the water. Let the ecosystem heal itself, and let that ecosystem not only nourish the fisheries for the fishermen in the future, but also protect the infrastructure, because New Orleans is one of the largest ports in the world to this day. It's vital to the economy of the U.S., and 32 states drain their water right down that river into our watershed. So it's a national issue that's been talked about but has not been funded.
Well, it's time to get that funded. There's no question about that. Jared Breaux, fascinating information. Thanks for sharing your story and forwarding the story for us, too, as well. We'll talk to you again soon.
And thank you for checking in on us, and thanks for everybody who donated time, talent, and resources and money to help us recover. The city is recovering, and it's stronger than ever, and it's because so many people around the world cared.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jared.
Take care.
Tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
It's time to go to the movies. Isn't it? It's where we escape. Or do we escape? It's not fun when you pick the wrong movie, is it? So this is rated R. It is 1 hour and 43 minutes long. It's a thriller slash action type genre movie. It's the first of our cheap movie reviews. It's about an American businessman and his wife and their kids. They're in Southeast Asia. They're going to start this whole new exciting adventure. And as his company is trying to help improve the water quality in the area, they finally realize, wow, the dream and the bubble is burst because we are in the middle of a political uprising. Armed rebels attacking the hotel where they're staying. Can you imagine that? Here's what it sounds like.
Ago, I could not have pictured myself dragging my family to the other side of the world to start over.
What if we don't like it here?
I think we will.
Welcome to Asia. You're gonna love it here.
What did you see on Paris?
Get your hands off me!
There's like a war going on out there. We're gonna die here. Listen to me! Where's Lucy?
Stay here. Lock the door. Lock the door. Lucy! Lucy! Get out the pool! Come here!
I'm late, no!
Get to the roof! Go, go, go!
We're gonna get through this, okay?
Alive, Jack.
Hey!
Just get your family the hell out.
Owen Wilson, he is the star of this show, and he got pretty good reviews for this. Pierce Brosnan, you could hear his familiar tones. Lake Bell's in it as well. It's pretty obvious what the story is about. It got some really nasty reviews, too. They say, despite some, this was from Screen Rant, despite some competent, suspenseful filmmaking, a very thin story, and xenophobic overtones, make no escape, an unpleasant movie to watch. So, and then it goes on from there. Nobody gave it great reviews of anything that I saw, but Rotten Tomatoes actually gave it 73% for what it's worth. And then I saw another review, and it was nowhere near that. So, sometimes when the reviewers don't like it, that means you might like it. No Escape. So we move from No Escape to something completely different. Imagine you're in your 20s and you want to make some money and you're in an entrepreneurial kind of way and the music is grooving and suddenly you find yourself in the middle of a money train. Yeah. We are your friends. Here it is.
Study hall, SATs, liberal arts, student loans, layoffs, bailouts, broken dreams. This is not our future. Things are different for us. You can invent an app, start a blog, sell things online. My friends and I, we promote parties.
Bring your friends, bring all your friends. If they look like you, bring them all.
But if you're a DJ, all you need is a laptop, some talent, and one track. That track is your ticket to everything.
That guy right there?
See that handsome man right there?
He's DJing.
I'm DJing.
Just a side room, though.
Can you play Drunk in Love?
Absolutely not.
I just read about this guy, right, who invented Instagram. He sold it for $400 million. Now, he was 26 years old. You guys want to make real money. You want to live and die in the valley.
We got to get out of here.
Hey, you know, this party's looking a little stiff.
So what are you saying? I need to amp it up?
I mean, you can try.
It's the DJ's job to get the crowd out of their heads and into their bodies. I like to start them off at about 125 beats per minute. Once you've locked onto their heart rate, start bringing them up, song by song. 128 beats per minute, that's the magic number.
You were good out there. You really know how to work a crowd.
Playing something.
I'm just going to skip ahead.
Whenever you guys are ready to start making some real loot, you need to holler at me.
You think I'm going to work for that guy? You're out of your mind.
This is our future.
No.
I mean, Cole, are we ever going to be better than this?
James thinks you're really talented.
Any successful artist, they have this moment where they stop being an admirer and they find their signature. Sounds have soul. Build them from scratch. Find new ones. Get your head out of that laptop and start listening to what the real world is trying to tell you.
We don't need them. We got our own thing. So you get the idea here. Zac Efron, he wants to hit it big time as a DJ. Oh, my, oh, my. So what does he do? He hangs around his buddies. He works on a track that's going to set the world on fire, as it's been described. And then he runs into a charismatic DJ who sort of tries to take him under his wing, apparently, and it gets a little bit complicated from there. Let's just say that. So this movie, I guess the drawing card is Zac Efron. It's rated R. Wes Bentley's in it. You know that name? Johnny Weston. Do you know that name? Shiloh Fernandez. Do you know that name? Perhaps you don't know these actors. Or maybe you do. It's 1 hour and 40 minutes by the time you sit down with the popcorn and everything else. This is really a teenage movie. You might be dumping the teenagers off, I think, to see this one. I don't know that you're going to see it any other way. Like the first movie we talked about, No Escape, that'd probably be good if you're laying on the couch eventually when it comes to Netflix. All right, our final one is called War Room.
You've been a good enough father. I want to be a good enough father.
Let's go! Don't quit!
You are good, and you are mighty, and you are merciful. Praise you, Jesus. Guide me to who you want me to help. Raise up more that will call upon your name. Raise up those that love you and seek you and trust you. Lord, we need an army of believers that will stand on your word above all else. Raise up warriors, Lord, who will fight on their knees. Who will worship you with their whole hearts, Lord. Lord, call us to battle. That we may proclaim you King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I pray these things with all my heart.
So this one is a two-hour movie, and it's about these people who seem to have it all. Great jobs, gorgeous daughter, great house. But then, you know how that goes. Appearances can be deceiving. The husband flirts with some temptation. The wife is a little bit bitter. There's a bunch of strain in the family. And that's where they get the name War Room. And then they meet this really cool lady who encourages them to find happiness through prayer. And apparently this movie is getting some pretty decent reviews. This might be a decent movie. Alex Kendrick did the screenplay, directed it, the whole thing. And it actually, the clippings I saw of it, looks pretty darn interesting. For what it's worth, if you go to a movie, send me a cheap movie review. I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Danny Boy, awesome job on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver. Over 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.